Guys, welcome back to another episode of the Podstars, where we have the biggest headphones, we have the biggest microphones, but we have the smallest penises. Mane ki lode. Aaj hamara episode is going to be about a few certain topics that have occurred lately, like Andrew Tate getting deplatformed, Top G, Sir,
Mrs. Our Queen.
Our Queen, yeah. Our Queen has
not
also...
Mine.
Ours.
Both of you.
Honestly, because India would have been nothing if it
I
wasn't
cannot.
For the British Empire.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
India is the only reason where anything, main chai peeta hun, main cricket khelta hun, aur sab kuch meri jo manners hai, jo meri matribhasha hai, wo Britishers ne diya hai, aur main bahut roya hun jab behan ki lodi mari thi. That's a joke. Fuck the Queen. The Queen has died. There has been a very, very... I don't know, would you say Brahmastra was a controversial movie? Because there was...
Controversial movie.
Like, it wasn't particularly
like
controversial,
it.
But there was a lot of things happening around it.
Mixed
like,
criticism.
No, like, I guess you could call it controversy, the fact that there was a lot happening around it.
That's not controversy. It was
yeah, there was a lot of successful hype.
What do you mean successful
people
hype?
People were hating on it too.
Successful hype
so
as
people
in,
who were hating on it didn't actually criticize the good parts of it. Like everybody who hated on it also said the good aspect of it was obviously the VFX. But the bad everybody knew the bad aspect.
Have you seen the movie?
Of course I have.
How? Who did you when?
Who did I watch Ramastra with? I watched it with you. Motherfucker.
How? No, he didn't.
Yes, I did. Ariman, you and I went together.
Oh yeah, I मेरे को पता नहीं लगा था केशव गया था हम तीनों गए थे हाँ हम तीनों गए थे मेरे को लगा I don't know why
and you ran into your therapist
yeah shout out to my therapist I didn't want to say the name I didn't say the name you said the wrong name
oh wrong name you changed it her
keeps changing her names for me I'm possessive about my therapist. I'm possessive about all girls in my life.
You
my
can't have any more patients.
Meri mummy ko bhi main bolta hu, you can't have any more kids. And I don't let her leave the house either. Wo ghar se bahar nahi nikalne deta apni mummy. Anyway, so let's start with, I think I want to start with Brahmastra.
Okay.
Keshav, teri kya opinion thi? Kyunki tune humare saath nahi dekhi thi. Tere ko kya laga us movie ke bare mein?
Theek lagi thi. Mujhe VFX acche the. मूवी ठीक थी थोड़ी बच्चों के लिए ज्यादा थी क्योंकि डायलॉग्स को ज्यादा ही ज्यादा बचकाने थे
सी द मूवी लुक्ड लाइक इट वाज मेड इन टुडेस डे एंड एज बट लाइक द
ओनली सर्टेन एस्पेक्ट्स
इट लुक्ड
थोड़े बहुत पार्ट्स में लग रहा था कि मॉडर्न टुडेस
नहीं नहीं दैट्स व्हाट इट लुक्ड बट द थिंग इज द एक्टिंग वाज लाइक इट वाज लाइक ऑफ 2002 2003
एंड द डायरेक्शन एंड द फकिंग कट्स क्या था उसका नाम अयान मुखर्जी
यार
भाई अयान मुखर्जी देख मेरे को पता नहीं तो पॉडस्टार्स देखता है कि नहीं देखता बट इफ यू आर वॉचिंग देयर्स अ रेडिट पे देयर्स अ थ्रेड आई हैव बीन ऑन रेडिट टू ऑफन दीस डेज For certain reasons and for pornographic reasons. But
how did you read Ayan Mukherjee?
Ayan
Mukherjee dekh hi le tu.
This joke has been cracked too many times. Main pichli bari bhi main yahi keh raha tha ki Reddit pe maine ye padha tha Brahmastra ke bare mein kuch aur fir log keh rahe ki par tu agar porn dekhne gaya tha to tu wahan tak pahuncha kaise?
Brahmastra pahunchi
hai. Abhi to basically Reddit pe kholo to fir jo main the landing page पे मेरे फॉर सम रीजन माय लैंडिंग पेज ऑफ रेडिट इज जस्ट ऑल बॉलीवुड गॉसिप
ओके
एंड आई नो माय पेनिस इज इरेक्ट बट आई एंड अप स्क्रोलिंग ऑन दैट बिकॉज़ आई एम जस्ट यूज्ड टू स्क्रोलिंग तो मैं बॉलीवुड गॉसिप भी देखता रहता हूं
या इट्स वन ऑफ द मोस्ट पॉपुलर पेजेस ऑन देयर
लाइक आई लिटरली शोड केशव की हॉलीवुड में एक्टर्स कितना कमाते हैं एक्ट्रेसेस कितना कमाती है मैं फुल आर्टिकल्स पढ़ता हूं मैं बहुत इन्फॉर्म्ड हो गया हूं आजकल
मैंने तो वो देखा था Instagram celeb gossip उसमें तू है
वो बहुत पुराना है भाई वो तो
नहीं
when someone called me
Vin Diesel था
that was so long ago that was like
दो तीन है तेरे
जब उसने बाल वैसे कटाए हुए थे
एक नहीं है दो तीन
they were all a year old
they were all just very just like hating kind of criticism like hating meaning like these guys were just despising that's not even like criticism actually
yeah
they
like reddit
despise.
Is very toxic reddit yeah. is very weirdly toxic
it was
it's
just
not
despising
even,
ki isko mar jana chahiye like
it's not even funny
stretch.
Like not towards me but for mostly for everyone yeah. it's a very weird sort of a very toxic hate so basically brahmastra ka ek thread tha usme tha ki jo bhi criticism productive criticism hai तुम लोगों का इस मूवी के बारे में लेके इस रेडिट थ्रेड पे छोड़ दो, बिकॉज आयान इज गोइंग टू रीड दिस, बट इफ इट्स अ हेटफुल थिंग देन वी वोंट.
अभी उसने कुछ यूट्यूब पे आयान मुखर्जी ने बैठ के किया था फैन थियोरीज के बारे में, उसने पूरी वीडियो निकाली थी डिबंकिंग फैन थियोरीज, या तो उसमें था. आई सॉ व्हाट यू टॉकिंग अबाउट ऑन रेडिट,
दैट लिटिल थ्रेड.
दैट वाज फॉर द मूवी आई एम गेसिंग.
इट वाज फॉर, वो बैठा उन लोगों के साथ टू डिबंक द थियोरीज जो मैंने वीडियो
देखी. दे लेफ्ट इट ऑन दैट दे लेफ्ट ऑन दैट पर्टिकुलर थ्रेड
आई गेस, बट और भी थ्रेड्स
होंगे. आई गेस दैट यूट्यूब पे थ्रेड
होंगे, इंस्टाग्राम पे होंगे.
हां फॉर श्योर. बट बेसिकली उसमें फिर क्रिटिसिज्म था, बट देयर क्रिटिसिज्म दैट आई डिडंट एक्चुअली रीड वाज एवरीवन वाज लाइक स्टोरी बेकार है, VFX बेकार है, ये वो. बट व्हाट आई वाज टेलिंग एम के वाज दैट स्टोरी भी ठीक थी, कॉन्सेप्ट भी ठीक था, VFX फॉर द मोस्ट पार्ट भी ठीक थे, बट द डायरेक्शन, द वे द स्टोरी वॉज टोल्ड, विच इज द डायरेक्टर्स जॉब, राइट? द डायरेक्टर विल सी कि ये कट यहाँ से शूट करना है, ये यहाँ से करना है, ये इस ऑर्डर में करना है, वो सब डायरेक्टर करता है ना,
आई गेस.
डायरेक्टर पता है मेरे को क्या लगा, आई डोंट नो इफ यू सेड दिस टू मी और आर्यमन सेड दिस टू मी, विच क्वाइट लाइक विच स्टक इन माई हेड वॉज, आई थिंक दिस वॉज अ लेंथियर मूवी. Okay, this was about like three and a half hours long, and I think
I said this.
You know what pre-screenings are, na? They usually show it to like a few people who can judge the movie accurately, like critics and shit. Mm-hmm. And when they saw it, I feel like they're like, this movie is too long, fuck that shit. So he condensed it into
because
like
it
two,
feels
two and a half
like
hours.
It. This is what I said. I thought this movie felt like it should be 5 hours, but they completed it in like 2 hours.
Yeah, right. And that's quite possible also. Actually,
because,
I feel like,
because it was too. It just felt too cramped. कुछ भी मतलब कुछ भी हो रहा है भैंचो, वहाँ पेड़ कटा, मुनी रॉय की आर्मी पे गिरा, मुनी रॉय ने ऊपर देखा, सब भाग गए.
Do you think they're actually trying to pull it off like Marvel does? Like they're gonna release like an extended cut?
I doubt it.
शायद वो स्पिन-ऑफ निकाले हैं कैरेक्टर्स, कैसे कह रहे थे.
नहीं पर एक्सटेंडेड कट, इमेजिन नोबडी प्लान्ड दिस, बट लाइक इन लाइक 2-3 टू मेक मोर मनी फ्रॉम द मूवी इन लिटरली 2-3 months रिलीज एन एक्सटेंडेड कट.
गुड.
That could be
could happen because it feels like it's not complete. The movie felt like lot of aspects, dude. Because कुछ suddenly वो लोग यहाँ से वहाँ पहुँच गए और cuts इतने random हैं. अमिताभ बच्चन 5 मिनट में उसने पूरी कहानी, उसको पूरी history 5 मिनट में बता दी, wrap कर दी उसने 5 मिनट.
और वो literally you could see कि रणबीर सिंह भी mind fucked था, उसको भी कुछ समझ नहीं आया था.
रणबीर कपूर,
रणबीर कपूर
भाई, रणबीर कपूर को प्रोसेस भी नहीं करने दिए इमोशंस भाई, उसको माँ बाप के बारे में बता दिया, ये बता दिया, वो बता दिया, वो बेचारा प्रोसेस ही नहीं कर
पाया. बस आग वाग से खेल रहा, नाच वाच रहा है, वो मजे कर रहा है, आलिया भट्ट को ढूंढने जा रहा है बार बार ही.
एंड या लाइक आई डोंट नो मैन, आई फेल्ट लाइक
जैसे वैसे आलिया भट्ट जो बिल्डिंग पूरी क्रैश से गिर जाती है और फिर फोन उठा के हाँ मैं ठीक हूँ.
जब वो
आई डोंट नो व्हाट द स्क्रिप्ट राइटर्स वर डूइंग, बिकॉज़ दे एक्चुअली गॉट प्रीटी फकिंग डीसेंट एक्टर्स टू एक्ट.
डूड आलिया भट्ट इज अ गुड एक्टर,
इवन
रणवीर
इज अ गुड एक्टर. या एक्जेक्टली, आई मीन दे गॉट फकिंग अमिताभ बच्चन आल्सो भाई,
एंड डिंपल कपाड़िया भी थी इसमें.
मूनी रॉय इज अ गुड एक्टर,
जस्ट टू फ्लाई द हेलीकॉप्टर.
एक्जेक्टली, डिंपल कपाड़िया आर लाइक 3 lines भाई, व्हाट द फक, यू गॉट फकिंग
क्रिस्टोफर नोलन की मूवी मारी और कह रही है यहां पे भी कैमियो कर देती
है. यस, 3 lines.
शी वाज द हेलीकॉप्टर ऊपर,
हेलीकॉप्टर पायलट थी
भाई. लिटरली शी फ्लू बैक एंड फोर्थ एंड दैट्स अबाउट इट.
You let the side actors speak more than the main actors.
But yeah, I was.
Yeah, the 5 people who were living in that Guruji ka ashram.
That's one of it. Anyways.
But yeah, this was a very. A movie that had very high potential. But
yeah, if the script was good, the actors could have pulled it off. It's not that the actors couldn't have pulled off a good script.
Yeah, paise to phir bhi kama liye usne.
वो तो कमाएंगे, वो तो
एक्चुअली में अच्छी होती तो फिर कितने कमाते.
दिस मूवी वाज सो हाइप, दिस मूवी वाज सो फकिंग हाइप.
दिस मूवी कुड हैव एब्सोल्युटली डिस्ट्रॉयड ऑल सॉर्ट्स ऑफ रिकॉर्ड्स कंसीडरिंग हाउ हाइप्ड इट वाज, बिकॉज़ इन द सोशल मीडिया एज वेयर सोशल मीडिया जेन्युइनली बिकम व्हाट इट्स बिकम, दिस इज लाइक द पीक ऑफ सोशल मीडिया, एंड दे हैड मास्टर्ड मार्केटिंग फॉर दिस भाई, क्योंकि हर इन्फ्लुएंसर के साथ कोलैब कर लिया इन लोगों ने, सारा जो भी मार्केटिंग का कर सकते थे दे डिड एवरीथिंग.
Cameos डाल दिए famous लोगों
के. Exactly, they did everything.
They had a star cast.
Bro, they could have started this series off with an absolute blast. Right. And concept भी अच्छा था, story was basic but it wasn't bad.
Dude, it's not that the movie wasn't like worth watching. I didn't feel like the movie was too long either. Like I felt like
even though it was like 2 hours.
I think it should have been longer to explain some aspects better. But इसने कहा था ना, इसको बहुत लंबी लगी movie.
लंबी लगी,
यार डायलॉग्स और इरिटेटिंग में मैं कह रहा था यार मत बोलो मेरे को समझ आ रहा है
यार वो दूसरी बात है कि डायलॉग हम तो स्टोरी बेस्ड डायलॉग्स तो टट्टी थे डायलॉग्स तो सार
मैं उनके डायलॉग मैं कह रहा हूं मुंह मत खोलियो फिर से उन्होंने डायलॉग इतने
डायलॉग्स तो एक्चुअली 2002 थे भाई
मैं कह रहा हूं छोटा बच्चा हूं मैं समझा रहा है कि चीज मुझे समझ आ गया आगे बढ़
अबे एंड इट रियली फेल अपार्ट व्हेन दैट मोनी रॉय स्टार्टेड डाइंग और वो सब उस टाइम पे इट फेल अपार्ट द स्टोरी फेल अपार्ट पता नहीं क्या हो रहा था कुछ समझ नहीं आ रहा था
इतना आदत खराब हो गई नेटफ्लिक्स पे से आगे जा सकते हैं 10 सेकंड
मैं तो नहीं करता, मैं आगे जाता हूँ। In like videos, podcasts, maybe, but not in a movie.
Podcast को तो playback speed बढ़ाया था उसकी तो.
नहीं, कब बढ़ाता हूँ मैं?
अरे तू बढ़ाता है?
मैं बढ़ाता हूँ.
मेरे पास बहुत time है भाई, मैं music करता
हूँ. और उसे कितने time बचता होगा?
बच जाता है साले, पूरा आधा हो जाता है.
मैं इतना के पूरा आधा तेरे 5x speed पे सुन रहा हूँ podcast. और दूर 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 दूर
दूर
मैंने सुना था इस पॉडकास्ट में क्या
हुआ व्यू वॉच दिखा रहा है इसके नीचे
2x पे सुनता हूं तो 20 मिनट तो बच जाते एक घंटे में 10-15 मिनट बच जाते
इसके VFX से अगर तो अभी जो रिसेंटली टीजर आया था वो आदिपुरुष का वो
ओ फक
नो VFX ऑफ ब्रह्मास्त्र वाज अनदर लेवल फॉर इंडिया
डेफिनेटली वाज अ न्यू लेवल
भाई बट आदिपुरुष का टीजर में क्या था भाई वो
भाई सही में ये आदिपुरुष में Bro,
this is the Adipurush ka trailer is literally how the Mahabharat was on TV also.
Yeah, literally.
Literally, that's the same amount of VFX. Yeah,
nahin, but yeah. actual sets to the, ye to pata nahi kya
hai. I don't know what they've done.
This looks like full thing has been shot on a green screen. Yeah,
I think they thing. Took
Prabhas new graduate.
I think they took like students who were just going to like VFX school or like tum aake bana do movies. Dude.
प्रभास पे इतना CGI है कि उसको मूवी में मतलब शॉट में लगता है शॉट पे आने की जरूरत भी नहीं होती होगी
हाँ, उससे वो घर से सर
वो रहे फेस टाइम पे शूट
हाँ भाई किसी को ग्रीन वाले जैसे NBA की वो देखे ना ग्रीन पूरे कपड़े पहना हाँ। देते हैं और प्रभास की हिंदी में डबिंग तो कोई और करता है तो इसको तो मुझे लगता है आने की जरूरत ही नहीं है
बंदे की बॉडी और स्किन टोन सेम नहीं है भाई
दैट्स
फक्ड अप
And dude,
I don't know why Saif Ali Khan did it. Saif Ali Khan was doing well with his fucking shows.
Keshav said said the thing na that kya budget tha movie
bhai they are claiming it's 500 crore
that's fucked up what did they do the
aur dekho itne memes aa rahe ki Saif Ali Khan matlab itni badhiya Saif Ali Khan ko bol rahe chapdi wapdi bol rahe bhai
exactly
keh rahe the Ravan the only thing missing is ko Duke pe bitha do bas ek wo bike
Saif Ali Khan
ha bhai
this movie looks like a literal like fucking shit ass TV show not
worse than bad very bad
bro this kind of VFX I bet we can do after learning like 8 months of VFX
ek YouTube video mein
sikhenge 8 months we could like literally If this podcast thing, we take these, we attach this together, put it outside in the
sun. Or do chidiya VFX curry, it would have been cheaper to get real birds than just make them fucking fly.
Dude, it's horrible.
That's fucked up. If you guys haven't seen the trailer, the movie is?
Adipurush.
Go see it and come back.
और आदिपुरुष में भी अगेन बहुत पोटेंशियल था बिकॉज दैट होल स्टोरी इज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग
दैट्स दी स्टोरी एग्जैक्टली
रामायण दे कुड हैव लिटरली मेड अ बिलियन ऑन दिस
रामायण का एवरीवन वुड हैव प्लॉट किसी को बता दो कैसे क्या बन सकता है
आई वांट समवन टू पुल ऑफ रामायण लाइक प्रॉपर्ली आई नो दैट्स गोना बी सो फकिंग
डिज्नी हॉटस्टार महाभारत बना रहा है ना तो उसके जो उन्होंने वो कुछ विजुअल्स दिखाए थे वो काफी क्रेजी लग रहे हैं बट कहते हैं आदिपुरुष
डिज्नी हॉटस्टार Disney Hotstar will be sick.
Yeah, that's going to destroy whatever Disney these guys are doing.
But Adipur, because they have Disney money. But yeah. Adipurush,
bro, but 500 crores is also a lot of money, bro.
It's not Disney money though.
I think they don't know how to spend it.
No, but Disney money has production houses inside of Disney, right? So they have like good people.
Few thousand crores.
थोड़ा quality check तो होता है यार.
Marvel is Disney.
Who launched this YouTube video? This teaser of
Adipurush. For real, bro. This was like. वो जो कृति सनोन वाला सीन है जो कृति सैनन जो जैसे बोलते हैं वो जिसपे वो उस पे बैठी है वो इतना ज्यादा फेक लग रहा है
भाई शुरू से जैसे स्टार्ट हुआ वो फेक लग रहा है
तुमने वो जो एक बचपन में एक एनिमेटेड रामायण थी वो देखी है तुमने
हां देखी हुई है देखी हुई
है नहीं आई डोंट नो इफ आई
हैव आई बेट यू हैव सीन इट
दैट वाज अ जापानीज एंड इंडो कोलैब ऑन एनिमेशन
ओके
वो इतनी बढ़िया शॉट हुई है अगर उसको लिटरली फ्रेम बाय फ्रेम कॉपी कर देते ना तो ये मूवी इतनी बढ़िया लग जाती
ब्रो लाइक द रामायण एंड हनुमान लाइक द एनिमेटेड वंस वर लाइक वन ऑफ माय चाइल्डहुड लाइक फेवरेट मूवीज
दैट रामायण वाज वेरी गुड
माय फेवरेट वाज हनुमान
उस एनिमेशन तो आज भी देखेगा ये बढ़िया लग रही है
And I remember them being interesting. Like
this, yeah, yeah,
them actually being engaging.
It is. Yeah. And that whole movie is just 2 hours. 2 hours ke andar pura.
Because I can't like with three songs. The way I grew up watching, like I remember jab main Delhi Valley mein rehta tha, tab main jab Hanuman dekhta tha, I used to like actually make a gada and like act out like how you act out like a superhero. Yeah, shit. Yeah, I don't think kids will watch this and act that shit out. Bhai.
And apparently people were also complaining ki Kriti Sanon is a miscast. Ki she does not look, she looks like a very modern face. You should have called, which I think I agree. Kriti Sanon doesn't exactly
who
look
would
like
be
bhai, tumne Lakshman dekha hai,
would be a perfect
tumne Lakshman
Aishwarya Rai, wouldn't Aishwarya Rai
no,
be
a I mean she
Sita?
Would be a perfect
Aishwarya Rai like abhi jo Aishwarya Rai ki aayi hai jo badi wali aisi same is category
PS2
PS1 Ponyan Sylvan one
be a good Sita
dude Aishwarya Rai don't you think Aishwarya Rai would make a perfect Sita
Aishwarya Rai ya fir Mrunal Thakur
yeah that's a good that Mrunal Thakur would also make a good Sita
नहीं मैं कह रहा हूँ कि who that dude
Prabhas is not jacked he's just
no
fat.
The VFX is too jacked for
because
him to be round
this guy is saying that he was very fat तो उसको VFX से उन्हें वैसा बना दिया
यार they could have kept it very raw Vicky Kaushal को ले लेते राम में
bro Vicky Kaushal भी नहीं you could have kept like Tiger Shroff
I'm kidding
but like they could have kept an actual jacked guy dude
why jacked what is with jacked
he didn't need to be that jacked
उस टाइम पे कौन सा कल्ट फिटनेस खुला हुआ था भाई
राम वाज नॉट जैक
राम वाज लिटरली जैक ही वाज फाइटिंग लाइक 5 वॉर्स अ वीक
ड्यूड बिकॉज़ ही हैड पावर्स ही इज अ गॉड ही हैड पावर्स हनुमान वाज जैक
क्रिस हेम्सवर्थ वाज जैक राइट
सो ही वाजंट सो व्हाट
ही आल्सो हैड पावर्स राम आल्सो वाज जैक
दैट जैक इज डिफरेंट यू कांट टेक जॉन अब्राहम
Yeah, not that weird. I mean, like a lean sort of a
this
thing.
This dude was literally Mr. Olympian in the fucking VFX, bhai.
Arnold
he was
diya,
as big as fucking Chris Bumstead.
No, but he wasn't lean. He's just like...
It was VFX. I'm saying the VFX, they made him like Chris Bumstead.
But they didn't make him defined. They just, you know how Photoshop, you just make the size bigger. That's what they did.
Exactly. Bhai, wo toh hum bhi karte the.
Itne bade bade six pack.
Haan, wohi.
Itna tiffin jitna bada. Itna bada six pack.
That's messed up.
पता नहीं भाई ये आई डोंट नो लाइक द रियल क्वेश्चन इज कि अलाउ कैसे हुआ ये रिलीज हुआ
हाँ कि who किसने किसने ट्रेलर दे के बोला दिस इज नाउ रेडी टू बी
दे शो सैफ अली खान दिस ट्रेलर इज व्हाट आई वांट टू नो सैफ नो दैट दिस इज कमिंग आउट
सैफ जस्ट डिड दैट विक्रम वेदा उसमें सही थी
डूड सैफ हैज बीन डूइंग हिज फकिंग शो सीक्रेट गेम्स इनसेन He was doing well.
Sacred Games में जो भी मिनी मिनी VFX आते थे वो भी
सैफ ने भी एक मूवी करी थी लाल कप्तान तुमने देखी नहीं होगी उसमें वो इतनी बढ़िया मूवी थी उसको उस मूवी ने बिल्कुल कुछ नहीं कमाया था बट क्या इतनी बढ़िया मूवी थी उस वहां से सैफ ये कर रहा है
और वो काला कंदी भी उसमें भी थोड़े बहुत VFX हाँ, काला कंदी में
यार वो तो बुरी तरह काटी गई थी
बट बहुत अच्छी मूवी थी भाई वो बहुत ज्यादा अच्छी मूवी थी
हॉल पे देखी थी
गाइज movie recommendation you guys have to watch Kala Kandi Saif's Kala Kandi that movie is fucking amazing it's act tune dekhi hai oh isko aaj raat ko dikha sakte hai I don't mind rewatching it
meko acche se yaad bhi nahi dekh sakta
ha ad meko bhi yaad nahi hai but meko yaad hai bahut zyada badhiya thi mere ko I think Aryaman ne bataya tha dekhne ke liye
abhi wo Delhi Valley ki baat hi aayi thi yaar matlab
uske what a fucking movie dude we'll watch that tonight it was amazing pure bhosre khul gaye the but yeah Overall movie scene, oh fuck, today I was watching Vinamra ka main podcast dekh raha tha, Dost Cast pe, Sharma ji ka bada beta nahi hai wo, hype wala creator, hai wo ek. To basically he was on Dost Cast, uska episode tha, to usme they were talking about how Bollywood, they were talking about the weirdness of these collabs, ye jo Bollywood wale collabs hote hain, with content creators, and how like forced and strange they are, and he was like, Sharma ji ka bada beta was saying that, You know that fuck these guys because pehle they would pay us but now that this has become the norm they're like oh you'll get to meet the celebrity jao free mein karke aao but actually mein wo hamari gaant chaat rahe bollywood wale kyunki hum pancho promotion unki koi movie chalti nahi ab bollywood ki koi movie chalti nahi ab unko ye reel wheel banwa ke thodi bahut attention they have to garner because their social media accounts are not as engaged
right
so they would instead of posting on their own account which is not engaged at all wo do saal mein ek bar hi use karte hai taki ab wo jaake apni movie promote kar sake they just get all these creators to try and promote a movie and wo promotion bhenchod is invaluable but there is no value provided back to the creator except ki ha tere views aa jayenge kyunki actor se mil liya which is bullshit if you're going to call people to collaborate with them pay them राइट बिकॉज अगर तुम लोग एक्चुअली में अपनी मूवी के प्रमोशन के लिए यूज कर रहे हो तो दैट्स अ प्रेडेटरी प्रैक्टिस व्हाई डोंट द क्रिएटर्स गेट मनी मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम यू ऑल्सो हैव टू पे टू फ्लाई आउट देयर टू बॉम्बे टू कोलैबोरेट विद देम फॉर योर फ्लाइट्स एंड शिट फ्लाइट्स भी पेंशन पेड फॉर नहीं होती तो फायदा क्या है इसका
अभी बॉलीवुड आई डोंट नो ब्रो लाइक ऑल द ओजी एक्टर्स आर देयर फ्रॉम लाइक 2000 2008 or 2012 now have the are the ones who are surviving now. Otherwise, it's Bollywood now is just quantity, not quality. There's too many people.
I don't know why. I don't know what the reason behind Bollywood dying is. Like, why are,
you know, Shah Rukh Khan said this. Like, I think on his David Letterman or something like that. He literally predicted. He said that I'm the last of the stars. This is gonna.
But there is no star like him now. Also,
exactly. He said I'm the last of the stars.
There's nothing that is as much of a star who's as respected. Because ab na ab sab logo ka sab log sab logo ki kaatte hain. Samajh rahe? Kisi ki bhi nahi kaatti.
Nobody's taken seriously.
People just shit on everyone.
I don't know what it is, but like once in a while, all the OTT movies are good.
Yeah.
OTT's taken over cinema because OTT movies are fucking insane.
Genuinely actually good.
Yeah, but मुझे hall में देख के मजा आता है.
यार यही ना ये वाली movies hall पे.
मैं देखो literally हर Friday देखो वहीं पे मिलूँगा. जब भी मुझे Friday को match करते क्या कर रहा है मैं बोलता हूँ मैं movie देख रहा हूँ. पूछ ले से तीन बार पूछ चुका हूँ मुझसे क्या कर रहा हूँ मैं movie देख रहा हूँ. कोई भी आई होती
है. पर यार मेरे से ना हर movie नहीं देखी बात.
मैं hall में.
I just get too bored.
Dude, I'm the person who's actually walked out of theaters.
I walked out of Shah Rukh Khan movie zero. मैंने पूरी देखी.
Yeah, like I'm forgetting what movie I walked out of, but I've also walked out of a couple of movies. Which was the latest one?
I walked out of the recent one. Last movie I walked out was Jurassic World and Fallen Kingdom.
Didn't we walk out? Didn't I come with you to watch that?
Yeah, I think we both.
This was post COVID, and I'm pretty sure we went together, and I'm pretty sure we both walked out. How the fuck did they fuck up Eternals? मैंने नहीं देखी अभी तक. I don't get, like, I can't comprehend.
तूने हमारे साथ ही देखी
थी. नहीं,
भाई इसकी टिकट थी, बट ये नहीं
है. हम गए थे ना,
हम दोनों गए थे. नहीं, I was not in town. I was somewhere else.
You were in, हम मूवी देख के तुझसे मिले थे यार. You were busy. हम मूवी देखने के बाद तुझसे मिले थे.
Wasn't I in Bombay? I thought I was in Bombay.
नहीं.
Are you sure?
Yeah. हम मूवी देखने आए तुझसे मिले तेरे घर पे.
Because now Marvel is fucking up some movies also.
She-Hulk.
Yeah. Oh fuck. She-Hulk is so shit, dude.
She-Hulk.
They try to force wokeness into shows. Forced feminism. Megan Thee Stallion. Ya kiske saath.
Abhi
it's just become a meme. It's like itna kar Iron Man mar raha hai. Ye sab ho raha hai. Yaha pe ye it's work kar rahi hai.
Haan bhai. Aise force karke bhenchod woke stuff dikha rahe hain. It's so shit.
Fuck. Did you see the trailer for the new Black Panther?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. You didn't see
forever,
it.
Forever, Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
Tune acha hai.
The trailer looked like it's not going to be a jokey movie. It's going to be a serious ass movie. And they respected Chadwick Boseman and they're like the starting of the trailer only.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
And they got Ironheart now. They're getting Ironheart now. So there's a female Iron Man in it. Ironheart. Hey. So basically, Ironheart is this. If you don't know the story of what Ironheart is in comics, it's this African American student in MIT. And she basically was a fan of Tony Stark and stuff. So she studied how to make the suit and stuff like that. And she makes like the suit in like cheap items and stuff. And then I think Gwyneth Paltrow's
somewhat like how Iron Man also kind
exactly,
of
exactly. She gets the same source. That. But that's the story in the comics also. But she's a kid. She's going to be like 18, 19 when she makes this.
Cool. Is she hot?
I don't know who's been casted as Iron
Man. Okay. Young people like Tom Holland.
Iron Heart is going to be a TV show.
They need someone with a big bum.
Yeah, Iron Heart is. It is Wakanda Forever is coming on November 14th. Next month.
November 14th? Damn, yeah. Mere birthday.
I don't know why they released the trailer so late.
Yeah, ek mahine mein aa rahi hai. Ye to bahut zyada late kiya
hai. Bahut hi late.
Movie ya TV show kya hai?
अबे मूवी
वकांडा फॉरएवर अच्छा
मेरे बर्थडे के एक दिन बाद
आई काफी पहले आ गया था टीजर यार
नहीं भाई अभी आया टीजर कल परसों ही आया टीजर
दैट इज वेरी वियर्ड हां लिटरली कल परसों आया क्योंकि मार्वल का कोई भी ट्रेलर आता है वो इंस्टेंटली ट्रेंड करने लग जाता है मेरे होम स्क्रीन पे कल रात को देखा था
मैंने तो इंस्टाग्राम के पोस्ट पे देखा था मेरे को पता नहीं था
बट यार डूड दिस होल डाउनफॉल ऑफ बॉलीवुड हैज बीन इट्स बीन
It's happening everywhere.
Downfall of Bollywood में से एक
no, but it's
Akshay
not
Kumar भी तो याद आता है फिर एक
but Akshay Kumar basically will make so many movies कि कोई ना कोई तो चली जाती है वो जो 500 movie
बना रहा है he makes good movies he makes 2-3 good movies in a year
last कौन सी चली थी उसका
पता नहीं बट हिज लाइन अप इज
राइट नाउ द वन वेयर ही इज अ पुलिस ऑफिसर व्हिच वन वाज इट व्हिच वाज अबाउट लाइक सम सोशल नॉर्म ओनली
व्हाट वाजंट डिडंट दैट हैव रणवीर सिंह
कठपुतली
आई थिंक सो आई डोंट नो
या ही वाज नॉट अ पुलिस ऑफिसर बट वो अच्छी भी नहीं थी वो क्रिटिक्स में फ्लॉप बहुत बेकार मूवी थी इट वाज वैसे भी कॉपी थी भाई वो ओरिजिनल नहीं थी
या दैट्स द थिंग आई डोंट नो व्हाट लाइक वी नीड लाइक अ हु इज दैट ब्लैक गाय हुज मूवी यू शोड मी Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele.
We need that sort Dude, of fucking it, stuff.
But the thing is, fucking directorism runs through nepotism in fucking India. अरे
तो actually अबे चुप देख मैं मजाक भी नहीं कर रहा हूँ actually अच्छी
हाँ these guys I don't know I think ये Vinamra was talking about चुप
चुप देख भाई मैं
Vinamra was talking कि वो कहीं जा रहा था select city walk या कहीं पे था I don't know कहाँ पे था but वो कह रहा था वो कहीं पे जा रहा था किसी mall wall में था और वहाँ पे बारिश में लाइनें लगी हुई थी चुप देखने के लिए
अभी वर्ल्ड सिनेमा डे था और 75 rupees की टिकट थी
हाँ
चुप एक्चुअल में अच्छी मूवी थी
क्यों व्हाट इज इट अबाउट
इट्स अबाउट अ सीरियल किलर हु किल्स मूवी क्रिटिक्स हु गिव सोल्ड आउट रिव्यूज और पेड रिव्यूज
ओह दैट्स प्रीटी दैट्स डिफरेंट
देन व्हाट यू वर वेरी ग्रूसम की मतलब सब कुछ दिखाया बढ़िया से दिखाया
यू गाइस वांट टू गो वॉच दिस आफ्टर
या वी कैन वॉच चुप
या
हाउ हॉल पे
हॉल पे देखने जाने
देख सकते
हैं वुड यू रीवॉच इट यू आर अ बिग साइनफाइल
अभी बाहर आ गई है चुप
उनके
रिव्यू के हिसाब से मारता है प्लेस तो वेन ही किल्स द क्रिटिक ही थ्रोज ऑल द ऑर्गन्स ओवर द
आई मीन वेन यू रिवील द प्लॉट
लाइक अ मीम
नो या एग्जैक्टली वेन यू रिवील द प्लॉट लाइक दैट देन आई रियलाइज बॉलीवुड हैज सम मूवीज लाइक दिस
फंकी वंस
बट पिज्जा मक्खी
नो बट दिस इज नॉट लाइक पिज्जा एंड मक्खी केशव इज सेइंग दिस इज अ सीरियस प्रॉपर गुड मूवी
तो मक्खी वाज आल्सो सीरियस इट वाजंट गुड बट इट वाज अ सीरियस मूवी एंड इट वाज अ न्यू टाइप ऑफ प्लॉट
बड़ी अच्छी थी ये एक्चुअल में अच्छी थी
Damn, that's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah. Makhi ka plot pata tere ko?
Nahi, maine dekhi nahi.
Makhi, this dude is basically, watch Makhi if you
want. One guy dies and becomes a machcha, right?
Yeah, so in his next life, he becomes a Makhi. Then he gets his memory back as a Makhi of why he was murdered. It was because this businessman had a crush on his girlfriend.
It's not a Bollywood movie.
It's a Tamil movie.
Yeah. Are you sure? You don't want to mix up the...
I am not that sure.
Are it's one of the South ki movies.
Yeah, it's a South movie. I watched it dubbed, so I don't know.
AMK के लिए तो हिंदी की थी वो बॉलीवुड था
AMK ने मच्छर में देखी थी
भाई और दिस फोर्स्ड वोकिज्म दैट मार्वल इज ट्राइंग टू डू इज सो फक्ड एंड डिज्नी आल्सो ब्रो अभी वो जो व्हाट वाज दैट मदरफकिंग मूवी दैट्स कमिंग आउट वेयर दे कास्टेड द द द चिक एज अ ब्लैक गर्ल इंस्टेड ऑफ अ वाइट पर्सन
व्हिच मूवी व्हिच
Bro, also, अभी मैं सोच करता
हूँ। I know what you're talking about. Fuck.
Mermaid वाली भाई।
अरे अच्छा, अभी उसके तो CGI की भी उसकी भी आदि पुरुष की जैसी उतार रहे हैं। अगर ये तो पानी में लगी नहीं रही
क्या मूवी थी वो मर्मेड
लिटिल मर्मेड
दैट्स द वन दे हैव कास्टेड अ ब्लैक गर्ल इन राइट एंड पीपल आर लाइक
व्हाई
द फकिंग प्लॉट वाज लिटरली अ वाइट
एरियल
या एरियल वाज अ वाइट गर्ल व्हेन
एंड देयर वाज अ ब्लैक डूड इन द एनिमेटेड शो आल्सो थैंक यू
इस पे रख दो ना दीदी अच्छा
देयर वाज अ ब्लैक डूड इन द मूवी आल्सो
But the point is that the comics, the original story, everything was white. लोग कह रहे थे कि what लोग क्या कह रहे थे भाई बहुत funny funny comments आ रहे थे इसपे कि पता नहीं
basically बचने के लिए डाल रहे हैं कि कितने कुछ कह ना सकें that you white washing it या ऐसा कुछ
but they're doing this too much now भाई they're
yeah it's forced it's forced and
it feels forced it feels
it defeats the purpose when it's forced because If you're forcing it, then...
भाई कान्ये वेस्ट ने कल कौन सी टी-शर्ट पहन ली पीछे ये
क्या पहनी थी उसने
तूने देखा नहीं
ब्लैक लाइव्स
व्हाइट लाइव्स मैटर
व्हाइट लाइव्स
एंड तूने स्टोरी भेजी है मुझे
हाँ, उसकी वो स्टोरी मैंने
भाई कान्ये क्या अगर तूने उसकी वो वीडियो देखी व्हेन ही स्लाइडिंग डाउन द एस्केलेटर वी करके नीचे जा रहा है
कि वो ब्लैक लाइव्स वाज अ दैट थिंग
इट वाज अ फेक थिंग
इट्स अ फेक
कान्ये
बट देयर आर अ लॉट ऑफ कंट्रोवर्सीज सराउंडिंग BLM मूवमेंट आल्सो बिकॉज़ अपेरेंटली अपेरेंट डोंट कोट मी ऑन दिस आई रेड दिस समवेयर बट वो जो BLM के जो मेन 4-5 लोग थे ना दे रिसेंटली बॉट लाइक अ $6-7 million मैंशन इन LA
व्हाट द फक
जो 4-5 मेन को फाउंडर्स थे BLM के सो डोनेशंस वोनेशंस वो बढ़िया अपना वेंचर मैंशन वेंचर खरीद लिया उन्होंने ओके
तो लिटिल मर्मेड का सर्च कर रहा है
हाँ मैं आई एम गोना रीड आउट द कमेंट्स
भाई आदिपुर से कमेंट्स पर
उसके भी काफी अच्छे हैं
उसके दादा
लोग बहुत क्रिएटिव होते हैं भाई कमेंट्स में बहुत मजा आता है कमेंट पढ़ के
I get pissed off because
I got you on the comment.
I also read the comments always. It's too important. That's how you know the public opinion. I get pissed off because I'm like, why didn't I think of that? मेरे को गुस्सा आता है उस मामले में. कहाँ है यार? All the comments are the part where she said that's the meme. The part where Ariel says, "I'm going to put some dirt in your eyes," and shivers down my spine. Why? What is this? Sare comments here. The part where the Little Mermaid said, "It's a me, Mario," sends shivers down my spine. The part
it's
where
a me, Mario.
The part where
the me, part, Mario.
The part where Ariel said, "Hello, my name is Gustavo, but you can call me Gus," sent chills down my spine. क्या है ये भाई?
अरे वो teaser में बोलती है ना, मायने ऐसा कुछ बोलती है वो.
The part where Ariel told Ursula, "My father will hear about this," was just incredible.
Ursula ही Ursula.
Shivers down my spine. Ursula Kapoor. The part when Ariel said it's mermaiding time sent shivers down my spine. What a masterpiece.
Did she actually say that in the trailer?
I guess she said something related to...
It's mermaiding time.
No. She said... Wait. We don't want to get...
copyright.
Yeah. Wait. I think the meme is because she didn't say anything. She just sang.
Yeah.
She didn't. There was no dialogue.
She said it's mermaiding time.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't. No, no. She did not.
She said it's Gustavo.
This copyright thing reminds me. Did you see what YouTube has done now?
What?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I don't
know. The music copyright.
I did see that. That was pretty cool.
So now you get... No, that's not. Because everybody... You know how much cut the music gets and how much cut the YouTuber gets? Sometimes it can be 60-40, 70-30. And the music is 70-30, 60-40.
The music gets the 70.
Higher cut.
But... That is, wait, they get the whole revenue.
Exactly. That's what has been happening with fucking channels. There's this dude, Patrick, who I watch like a lot.
They and get the whole talking. Revenue.
Bro, there was, so that's what I'm telling you. So there's this channel, Patrick, and he reviews music, right?
Yeah.
So iske liye itni bakchodi ho gayi ki ab wo gaane, jitna bhi usne 20 second mein gaana chalaya, bas gaane ke baare mein baat bhi kar raha hai.
अच्छा अब थोड़ा सा भी होता है तो पूरी
थोड़ा सा उसका for one video he didn't get the revenue at all and for one video it was like 70-30.
Wow, that's
fucked up.
That's a scam.
Why would you?
उसका चैनल ही बंद
कर दिया. I don't think you should basically. Like labels wanna make money but like yeah independent artists don't charge like Russ doesn't copyright his music.
How is that possible? I can use any Russ song and it's
you,
not copyrighted.
It will not cut out of your revenue.
How is that possible?
You can do that.
Fact check that.
You can do that. A lot of artists do that. Ki wo apne promotion. If somebody is listening to your music or putting your music forth on some channel which is monetized, they're basically fucking promoting your music for free.
Technically.
किसी बंदे को अगर अच्छा लगे तो वो तो सुनेगा ही ना.
और अगर कितना गंदा क्रिटिक किया तो शायद तब भी सुन लेगा कि है क्या ऐसा.
फिर एग्जैक्टली ईदर वे एवरीथिंग इज प्रमोशन.
एवरी पब्लिसिटी व्हाटएवर दैट थिंग इज फक दैट. एनीवे मूविंग ऑन फ्रॉम द बॉलीवुड स्टफ, आवर क्वीन हैज पास्ड अवे.
व्हाट डू यू मीन आवर क्वीन?
दैट्स अ जोक. फक द क्वीन. फक द ब्रिटिश फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल.
अबे देखो उसको देखने के लिए लाइन लगी थी घंटों तक की. मतलब
वो तो होना ही था.
Bro,
would you have waited?
They
shut down. They shut
down the UK for like 10 days. Aryaman मेरे को बता रहा था Premier League was off for 7 days.
Hospitals were shut.
Yeah,
Premier League.
Hospitals were shut. Schools were shut.
बंदों की कीमो वीमो की थेरेपी सब कैंसिल थी.
मुझे लगता है essential तो हो रहे होंगे भाई.
नहीं थे. This was online. This was people in UK were fucking posting this. This person can't go for their chemo thing or like what not nothing.
लोग मेरे मर जाओ क्योंकि वो मर गई.
I guess
it was like ICU, then only you could go. That's it.
Yeah. I was watching a video yesterday on a Shashi Tharoor video. In that Shashi Tharoor is giving a talk in some UK convention center or something in London. So he's like, whatever, guys, this, that. London or whatever he named the place has amazing museums. Or as we call them in India, Chor Bazaars. Go check them out. And he said that in a very smooth manner. I was like, damn, that's pretty cool. But yeah, like the British practically, like people are literally like, oh, like, you know how like the Americans and the British, especially the British, I think the British are more racist than the Americans. That's my personal opinion. Like, they have more of a, oh, we're so classy, we drink tea like this. And they have that air about them, right?
You got half of that tea from us.
What?
They got most of the tea from us.
Like, they have that whole air about them, right? Ki, we're fancy, we're classy, and there's that. But the Britishers were literally the most barbaric rulers of them all. Like, you were literally fucking, you just... We're fucking over every country. The sun doesn't set on the British Empire. That's not I guess geopolitically you were successful, but the amount of atrocities that you fucking did, and you like enslaved countless number of people, and the amount of bullshit you did. So like, now you can try to claim to be classy and stuff, but you guys were barbaric as hell. So like, stop trying to get this whole thing.
That's why like nobody is fucking like I don't think anybody in the royal family actually said anything. Everybody was memeing like the death.
You can't fucking say anything like that. She overlooked
one death over like fucking millions of deaths.
Yeah, like millions, bro. Apparently, like 300-400 million Indians died in the totality of starvation and shit during the British rule. Like, it was whack, and they were very, very barbaric. Like, no part about them was like, oh yeah, we're educating this country, we're reforming it. No, you guys were just enslaving and benefiting off of our land and our people.
और जो बोलते हैं कि रेलवे उनकी वजह से आया, वो उन्होंने अपना सामान पोर्ट तक पहुंचाने के लिए बनाई
थी. Exactly, it's not like वो इंडिया को बेटर करने के लिए रेलवे बना रहे थे, वो तो अपनी ट्रेड के लिए बना रहे थे.
Luckily, India से हमारे यहाँ भी इंडस्ट्रियल रेवोल्यूशन स्टार्ट हो गया उससे.
अभी मैं फैक्ट पढ़ रहा था कि क्वीन के अननोन फैक्ट कुछ था कि क्वीन आल्सो लाइक क्वीन इज नॉट सपोज टू पे टैक्सेस बट शी पेज. मैंने कहा इसका पैसा कहां से टैक्स देने का, ये कौन सा वो काम करती है सबवे पे लगी हुई है.
व्हाई शी टैक्स वापस तो उसके पास है, वो लेते हो ऐसे टैक्स देती है.
कि नहीं नहीं वो कहते ना
शी अपने आप को ही दे देती है
लिटरली. ये
इस पर्दे के पीछे से हाथ डालते हैं टैक्स दे
दिया उसने. ये चार्ल्स बने दे दिया टैक्स.
चार्ल्स
और वो अभी चार्ल्स आया ना, कौन आया?
हां चार्ल्स ही है.
चार्ल्स साला भाई, चार्ल्स वाले मीम्स देखे तूने?
टेबल से कह रहे हैं
बेंच पेन 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 नहीं चलाया जा रहा. चार्ल्स इतना अननॉय हो गया बेंच
द वर्ल्ड,
तो वो भी तो निकलने ही वाला है. उम्र देख भाई उसकी,
अबे वो 100 साल जिएगा चार्ल्स.
लाइक ही लिटरली लुक्स लाइक अ रेजिन.
चार्ल्स की बात कर रहे हैं वो बाइडेन, वो तो बोलो. हां
बाइडेन तो भाई बाइडेन,
अबे दोनों एक ही थाली के हुए हैं.
क्या बोला उसने? आई एम हैप्पी. क्या बोला था वो?
दैट डूड, every sentence he starts, by the end of the sentence he's forgotten where he started. Every time.
240,064 million.
I've been so when I joined the Senate 700 years ago. Wo wala part mein jo banda kuch bhi bol raha hai bhai,
har bande ko har subah yaad dilana padta bhai tu president hai.
Wo tu padh ke bol de, agar nahi
wo secret, I want to go like that.
No, but agar wo padh ke bolega, I'll show weakness.
What is this showing?
You went into the fucking 700 years ago.
He's a fucking dinosaur, bhai.
भाई ओबामा की इतनी बढ़िया आता सब हमेशा दिखता रहता था. ये जब दिखता है साइकिल से गिर रहा है बंदा.
बट द थिंग इज
भी दिखता था एटलीस्ट.
शाउट आउट टू बियर बाइसेप्स एंड अभिजीत चावड़ा सर. So Ranveer has this dude on, his name is Abhijit Chawda. So he's like a physicist, very jaise ye Joe Rogan pe interesting historians aur ye sab nahi aate, unka Indian counterpart hai Abhijit Chawda, and he's all in one. He's a physicist, he's a historian, and he knows a bunch of shit about science, space, history, geopolitics, everything. So I was watching, I've seen about 4 or 5 episodes of Ranveer and Abhijit's conversations about geopolitics and stuff. Very, very, if you guys have like any interest in what's going on with the whole Russia Ukraine situation and any sort of like a geopolitics situation, the US and Indian history or global history, it's very, very interesting. Go check out their episodes, they're honestly very, very engaging. So usme he was talking about how everybody has this opinion of Obama that he was the best president. He did this, he did that, and like he was like, you know how popular he was. Like there was never a more globally loved US president. Ki first black president hai, bahut acha hai, ye wo. But Abhijit Chawda was saying that apparently Obama has more blood on his hands than any recent American president, because he's killed, and he was the first American president to kill another American citizen on foreign soil, get them assassinated. There was some American journalist, some American Muslim journalist, and his son, who he got assassinated. He started, basically bombed a bunch of places also, and they, like the only achievement he has under his whatever however long reign he had was that he claimed to have gotten Osama killed, but there is no proof of his body or nothing.
No, but there's also all the Obama healthcare, you know, all that stuff was also him.
No, but apparently that policy, all of his stuff, like basically everyone claimed him to be a very peaceful, nice this guy, but he was just a good orator. He spoke well, but he had a lot of blood on his hands. Like according to Abhijit Chawla, he has the most amount of blood on any recent American president's hand. Like Trump's zyada log, that's exactly what happened. So Abhijit Chawla was talking about this also. That's why you have to watch this podcast, it's too interesting. So he was talking about how Trump ne bola ki, to basically, do you guys know about JFK got assassinated?
Yeah,
right?
JFK got assassinated.
So Abhijit Chawla was talking about this ki conspiracy hai ki JFK ko, the US claims ek lone gunman ne JFK ko mara tha. और JFK को randomly इस gunman ने मारा था, पीछे से गोली मारी थी, और वो पूरा tour वोर भी देता है कि इस building में बैठा था sniper, यहाँ से गोली आई थी, पीछे से सर पे लगी थी. He is like, there's a YouTube video on the assassination, anyone can go watch it. Go watch that video, and
there's a documentary on the JFK.
Yeah, so like go watch that, there's multiple documentaries on it. Go watch that video and tell me if you think that he was shot from the back, because there is a video in which he's the video of his shooting. He's apparently coming out, the motorcade is coming out of a tunnel, and in when the motorcade is leaving the tunnel, you can already see him clutching his neck. So you can already see him struggling with something, and then a second kill shot comes and his head ricochets back. So he's like, agar usko behanche peeche se goli lagi, to wo peeche kaise gira? Like how did his head recoil back? So apparently the theory is that JFK was refusing to fight wars, and everyone knows the American economy runs on war. Like America only claims to be a peaceful nation that cares about democracy, but they prop up the dictators that give them resources and give them access, and whichever dictators don't listen to them, they start a military coup there. So
then Nixon came, and then the Vietnam War.
Basically. Yeah. So JFK was assassinated because he was choosing too much peace and he was not listening to the deep state. Like apparently there's a deep state. So according to some people, the deep state is the like Lockheed Martin Martin and Boeing, all the weapons manufacturers are like basically all the rich
Tony Stark.
Old rich people are the deep state. Like the old rich people are the deep state that there's two like two of
this
it.
Is what Succession was also basically saying, right?
कि प्रेसिडेंट को वो लोग प्रेसिडेंट को तो बेसिकली न्यूज वाले ही बना रहे थे और प्रेसिडेंट उसका पंटर था न्यूज वालों का क्योंकि जैसे ही वो बंदी न्यूज करेंगे प्रोपेगेंडा फैलाएंगे तो वो हार जाएंगे तो बेसिकली डीप स्टेट वाज लाइक दिस क्लेम दैट डीप स्टेट इधर इज लाइक द रिच पीपल और इट्स लाइक द पेंटागन जैसे यहाँ पे हमारे यहाँ पे होते हैं ना कि IAS ऑफिसर्स और ये सारे होते हैं ना लाइक यू नो हाउ देयर्स इलेक्शंस आर फॉर इलेक्टेड ऑफिशियल्स एंड देन देयर्स द कंसल्टेंट्स लाइक द IAS ऑफिसर्स एंड द पीपल हु आर एक्चुअली स्मार्ट people, right? The ones who then consult politicians on what to do, like the ones who are actually brainy. So wahan pe jo Pentagon wale hain, secret services wale hain, apparently those people consist of the deep state and they control and tell whatever the president has to do. Because Biden, there is no way Biden actually won fair and square, because who would have voted for this?
You think he was chosen because he was the easiest to control?
Yeah, I think so. Like that, the deep state theory is that only. Ki Trump ne bhi bola कि मैं ये करूंगा वॉल बनाऊंगा ये बनाऊंगा वो बनाऊंगा चाइना के साथ ट्रेड रिलेशंस तोड़ दूंगा बट हुआ क्या कुछ भी नहीं कर पाया वो बिकॉज ही केप्ट गेटिंग ब्लॉक्ड एंड ही इज वेरी लकी दैट ही डिडंट गेट असैसिनेटेड ही ओनली गॉट इम्पीच्ड बट ही ऑल्सो डिडंट हैव अ ग्रेसफुल एग्जिट देन व्हाट डिड दे डू दे डीप्लैटफॉर्म्ड हिम ऑल्सो नाउ ही डजंट इवन हैव अ ट्विटर ट्रंप वाज द ओरिजिनल गाय टू गेट बैंड फ्रॉम एवरीथिंग दे कंप्लीटली कट हिम ऑफ बट अगर ट्रंप उसके बाद भी कुछ कर रहा होता तो उसको असैसिनेट भी करवा देते 100% because वो deep state ही चलाता है US को presidents and all of this democracy bullshit is just a it's a facade.
I think there needs to be like a zombie apocalypse to reset everything
and everywhere global zombie apocalypse.
अबे JFK की तो एक और theory थी ना कि JFK alien था
wild theory.
AMK को अगर दो links दिखती है ना तो जिसपे कहते
एलियन लिखा होता है
जिसपे एड लिखा होता है
मैं तो मोस्ट माइंड फकिंग थ्योरी देखता हूं भाई मैं और फिर वही मान जाता हूं मैं सबको वही थ्योरी बता दूं भाई JFK एलियन था तो देख
दैट्स हाउ कॉन्स्पिरेसी
इफ यू सी लाइक Mark Zuckerberg sitting in those meetings, like the biggest meetings.
Congress
meetings. Yeah. So the thing is, not like everybody in the Illuminati are basically lizards. Like human
that's
lizards.
That's a theory. That's a theory.
Because if you see Mark Zuckerberg keeps doing...
That's because he's autistic or something.
भाई ऐसे और वो देखो वो कैसे बिना blink करके सीधे देख रहा है and you can see and then there's something that's like the VFX like lizard eyes inside.
Yeah, I've seen those.
But ये Illuminati वाली बात भी वो लोग कहते हैं कि deep state is also deep state could
New
be
world
the
order.
The Illuminati
but
that, or whatever.
Dude, but I don't get it. Remember we watched those movies?
Yeah, I remember.
According to that, and like actually according, Illuminati was never a bad thing. Like it was built up by science
to protect
people,
science.
Protect science from the church.
Yeah.
So I don't know why Illuminati is a bad thing now. I don't get it.
I wouldn't say it's particularly a bad thing, but I think if the US is, if white people are the Illuminati, then it's just a very capitalistic thing. Their profits are... the main thing that they care
it's
about.
It's like, because it doesn't even make sense because they're like fucking scientists and everybody made of the Illuminati. Aaj dekho Nicki Minaj ko bol rahe Illuminati.
Jay-Z twerk karke devil hai. Wo twerk kar rahi hai. Lil Nas X devil hai. Ye
yeah, literally she's twerking. They'll pause and show a triangle in a butthole.
Yeah. That's true actually. Since when did it go from fucking leaving very, very
men protecting science.
Intricate science clues ki wo Dan Brown wala Robert Langdon yahan se clue leke wo kar rahe hai. Ye bhai chow
Choose Mera Loda.
Now that MK has a girlfriend, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
No, but that's the thing. Na,
there goes our kiddie audience.
Choose Mera Loda. Choose Mera Loda. Or he's protecting science from the church.
He's protecting science because he's taking kids away from Jesus. That's how he's doing the protection. But yeah, dude, this whole, the US wala, these geopolitics episodes were damn interesting, dude. They were genuinely damn interesting and those episodes have made me respect India more. Because India is supposed to be like a free country that isn't like a country controlled by the US because Japan, Korea, Germany, everything that's a part of NATO is basically...
dictatorship.
Basically, like, they only listen to what the US says.
वहाँ से ऑर्डर आ गया था बस
हाँ एग्जैक्टली बिकॉज परमानेंट जापान में अभी वो जो उनका शिंजो एब या जो भी है ही गॉट असैसिनेटेड अपेरेंटली देयर इज अ थ्योरी दैट ही वाज आल्सो नॉट लिसनिंग टू द यूएस टू मच एंड इसका भी एग्जैक्ट सेम मर्डर वन लोन गनर रैंडमली नो मोटिव नथिंग कम्स एंड शूट्स
हु इज दिस गनर
वो तो पकड़ा भी गया था ही वाज लाइक अ सुसाइड गनर अगर पकड़ा गया दे डोंट केयर
It's just a no motive. I just hate this guy. Jaise JFK ke liye bola tha, no motive. He just hated him. Yeah. It wasn't a... Who the fuck hates someone so much ki prime minister ko jaake goli maar di, president ko... Itni planning. Bhai, there's no...
Sniper wiper leke baitha.
One person can't just go on a mission to kill the president by itself.
But obviously, FBI was
like
building sweep karti hongi na,
jahan
se
road nikle. You have to have connections with the security.
It can only be someone from the inside that can possibly, in my opinion, assassinate the fucking most powerful man of the free world. That's what they say about the president of the United States.
Lincoln was also assassinated.
Us time pe matlab us level kisi wo to usko the piche
the and he was a vampire hunter also.
Bhai. Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know how he got assassinated.
That is that needs a conspiracy theory. Ki vampire hunter ko kaise
wo ek play dekhne gaya tha wahan pe play start se pehle Adipurush ka trailer dikha diya like kill me right now shoot me please
oh aur ek aur interesting conspiracy maine suni thi on this Ranveer and Abhijit Chawla's podcast was that Hitler apparently never died
he moved to Argentina
that's
a very popular theory
that was the first time I heard that one no because they found a lot of Nazis in Argentina you know that and they found like Mengele jiske bare mein humne bhi nahi baat kari thi uske dog Mengele ke bare mein humne bhi baat nahi
kari thi wahi chala gaya
wo Mengele Argentina mein tha
बहुत भागे थे
हाँ तो फिर वो कहते हैं कि हिटलर की भी कोई प्रूफ थोड़ी था बस बोल दिया कि उसकी बंदी ने और उसने साइनाइड खा लिया था ना
किसी ने कहा था ना कि इट्स नहीं हमने मांगले मैंने मांगले कहा था उसने कहा था मंगेले था
उल्टा था कुछ
पता नहीं
सोच के बोला
ऐसे वैसे क्यों बोलता है बस
वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग एपिसोड
बट we can have a whole as geopolitics theories episode.
Yeah, we can, yeah.
That topic is a recent obsession of mine. Very, very interesting. I would kill to have Abhijit Chawla on the show. But Abhijit Chawla basically goes on Beer Biceps, so I don't know if he would come on ours. And he has...
this episode khola, hamara sabse chota loda hai.
Abhe, he talks in English. He's a fluent... He's a very...
Haan toh nahin, main teri baat kar raha hun.
Achha, aaj wala episode ka intro. Aur... Aur kya keh raha tha main? Not just that, dude, like... He like just the conversations are so intense. और उसका खुद का चैनल भी है जिसपे वो ये सब बनाते हैं YouTube वीडियो भी और उसका पॉडकास्ट भी है और वो भी दोनों काफी पॉपिंग है. So यार, it's we're gonna have to wait a bit. Did you know Dostcast is at 476k?
Yeah, I know. The number has grown like anything.
476k, yeah. That's retarded. He's about to hit half a million, bhai.
Is that like he posts a podcast like every second?
Twice a week.
That's a lot.
Guest.
Twice a week, yeah. Vinamrik, shout out to Vinamrik Kasana, Manscaling, the podcasting
you.
Game. He technically made us.
What was I saying? Like, you guys comment anyways, like, who should be interviewed? Tell us some interesting people.
Yeah.
Not content creators this time, but some interesting people, no matter how many followers they have.
Just interesting.
Not yourself.
As a whole. लोग ये भी बोलते हैं कि
अपने गेस्ट
को लाओ. How interesting would it be if you guys called a random viewer?
No, call it a random viewer and call me. That comment था कि मुझे बुला लो and say कि you have invited a random.
But like some like interesting person like a physicist or like some cook or like
wow
some chef.
अबे he meant a meth cook like chemist.
Chemist. कोक बुला लिया
नहीं बट सम पॉपुलर शेफ और एनीथिंग लाइक दैट हु वुड बी लाइक
अभी भी को है श्रीराम ढाबा पूछ सकते हैं कि आप
श्रीराम ढाबा के ओनर को बुलाने
वाले मेरे को एनीथिंग टू गेट लाइक अ फिजिसिस्ट ऐसी तूने ऑलरेडी बोल दिया और पहला फिजिसिस्ट हमारा ऑलरेडी बिजनेस खराब कर दिया फार्मासिस्ट बोला
नहीं लो बजट नहीं हाय कहीं से मतलब उसको नोबेल ऑरेट उठाएंगे हम
सोच सही में आ गया बट यार अभिजीत चावड़ा को आई वांट टू गेट हिम ऑन कुछ ना कुछ करके उससे कोई रिलेशन निकालना पड़ेगा सिफारिश से
we'll have to pimp out AMK.
Yeah, वो सिफारिश से आएगा.
AMK, go and do the
AMK,
seduction technique.
AMK अपना एपिसोड
ऐसे यहां से कर रहा है.
अभिजीत चावड़ा सर के पैरों में बैठा हुआ है.
अब बड़ा आएगा अभिषेक चावड़ा से नया से बड़ा है.
AMK, यहां पे AMK है एपिसोड में पर उसका माइक नीचे जा रहा है और ये आवाजें आ रही है बीच में
लिटरली जूस पे लोड़ा हो गया
लिटरली
चश्मा घुमा रहा है
फैक
फिजिस्ट जस्ट बुलाना है
हेलीकॉप्टर बुलाना तो है आई थिंक इसी बात पे वी कैन कॉल दिस एपिसोड Guys, this has been another episode of the Podstars where we have the biggest headphones, we have the biggest microphones, but we have the smallest penises.
Bye.